reports of another shooting. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia are on the scene of a possible shooting at a local Walmart store. Police saying there were multiple fatalities and injuries. Police believe the shooter is dead. Former President Trump loses a legal battle over his taxes.
The Supreme Court has ordered the handover of former President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. There are no noted dissents in the court's order. This is ending a three-year legal fight. It is unclear when those records will be turned over or what the currently Democrat-controlled committee will do with them. Republicans take over the majority in the new year. This has been quite a battle between the Ways and Means panel and the former president. Lawmakers seeking Mr. Trump's personal tax records and some business records from 2015 to 2020, so just before he took office and his years in the White House. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Authorities investigating the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students as they slept say detectives have looked extensively into info that one of the victims may have had a stalker, but they've not been able to verify it. The Moscow Police Department saying Tuesday that investigators have pursued hundreds of pieces of info about Kaylee Gonsalves possibly having a stalker. The White House again urging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccine or a booster heading into the holidays.
The people who are most at risk are the unvaccinated. I mean, we have 68% of our population is vaccinated. You know, that means that we have 32% of the population that's not.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. President Biden announcing Tuesday that he's extending a pause on federal student loan payments while the White House fights a current legal battle to save his plan to cancel some debt. That moratorium was slated to expire on January 1st. America's listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Virginia House of Delegates is expected to consider a bill aimed at protecting female student athletes from what some say are competitive disadvantages to transgender athletes.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has argued parents deserve a say if children are exploring being transgender.
These most important decisions should, in fact, be made between a child and their parents, not to the exclusion of a trusted teacher or a counselor.
Female athletes are asking the Ninth Circuit to protect fairness in women's sports. On Sunday, President Biden said, "I continue to urge state leaders to combat the disturbing wave of discriminatory state laws targeting young transgender Americans, legislation that hurts young people who aren't hurting anyone." Others argue girls are being hurt by unfair competition. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A Los Angeles jury rejecting a claim by the widow of a former USC football player who said the NCAA failed to protect him from repeated head trauma that eventually led to his death. The jury finding Tuesday that the NCAA was not negligent in the death of Matthew Gee, who died at 49. A reality TV couple is found guilty of tax crimes.
Tom and Julie Chrisley made a fortune playing real estate moguls on reality TV. But in reality, according to prosecutors, they were nothing but fraudsters, bilking banks to get millions in loans, then declaring bankruptcy, having spent all the cash, and on top of all that, attempting to defraud the IRS. Now Julie and Todd will be the ones locked up for a very long time. 12 years for Mr. Chrisley, 7 for Mrs. Chrisley, having been found guilty on 8 counts of financial fraud and 2 counts of tax evasion.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. A historic home featured in the classic film The Goonies is now for sale in Astoria, Oregon. Built in 1896, the house has sweeping views of the Columbia River flowing into the Pacific Ocean. It's listed with an asking price of $1.7 million. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.